Bond set at $2 million for a Canton man charged in the deaths of two women found in a burning apartment in the city. 43-year-old Eric Lamar was arraigned today in municipal court on charges of aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice. Police say Katina Spells of Canton and Courtney Yeager of Massillon were found Sunday morning at an address on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Both had been shot. Lamar is accused of starting the blaze to destroy evidence. 46-year-old Daryl Washington of Canton was arrested Wednesday in New Philadelphia and will appear in court Friday on a charge of aggravated murder. Co-defendant 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton remains at large. The Starr County Sheriff's Office investigating a crash in Ostenburg Township that took a man's life. 24-year-old Logan Workman of Massillon was standing in the roadway in the 1900 block of Broadway Avenue Northeast Saturday while helping others to free his vehicle from a ditch. He was hit by an SUV driven by a 59-year-old Minerva man. Workman was taken to Waltman Hospital where he died. No charges have been announced. Alliance police say a man sold more than 4 grams of methamphetamine. 65-year-old Richard McPherson of Alliance was arrested Wednesday on a warrant following alleged drug sales on August 3rd and 11th at his home in the 400 block of McNally Court. He's scheduled to be arraigned Friday in municipal court. McPherson charged with aggravated drug trafficking. A 59-acre housing development near Ivy Street in Plain Township could soon go before trustees for a final decision. The Zoning Commission voted 3-2 to recommend rezoning the property for 106 single-family homes. The revised plan cuts 14 homes from the original proposal and increases buffer areas. The repository reports neighbors continue to raise concerns about traffic and water runoff. 5 firefighter paramedics being honored for rescuing a man from a submerged truck in Canton. Mayor William Shearer presented proclamations Wednesday to 3 Bolivar and 2 Canton firefighters. The crews rescued the unconscious man August 3rd after his pickup left I-77 near the Route 800 exit and landed upside down in the west branch of the Nimishillen Creek. The man's pulse and breathing were restored at Altman Hospital. He was transferred to a hospital in the Columbus area. His condition is unknown. Canton City Public Health is expanding mosquito spraying as the number of West Nile virus-positive mosquitoes increases. Spraying begins Monday and continues through August 26th from 9 until midnight, weather permitting. Crews will treat Northwest Canton August 17th through the 19th, then the Southwest, Northeast, and Southeast areas. Health officials urge residents to eliminate standing water in their properties, limit outdoor time from dusk to dawn, and use EPA-registered insect repellent. C.J. Stantz is the new zoning inspector for Washington Township. Trustees unanimously approved Stantz for the position during their August 3rd meeting. The board is also considering a handbook change that would require the zoning inspector to attend one meeting each month. A boil order in effect today for Latonia as crews repair a leaking water main valve. The village says residents should use bottled water or boil tap water for at least 1 minute before drinking, cooking, or brushing teeth. Butcher Road closed at Washington Street during the repair. The order will remain until water tests confirm it's safe. Youngstown School District's ombudsman has pleaded not guilty to 2 misdemeanor charges. 65-year-old Martin Freeman entered written not guilty pleas Tuesday in Mahoning County Court in Canfield. Beaver Township police say Freeman was arrested Monday after they received information a man was at a Market Street motel to meet a prostitute. Freeman is on unpaid leave, a pretrial hearing set for August 28th. A potential threat has prompted Springfield schools in Mahoning County to close campus and cancel all activities today. District says authorities are investigating the threat, which was reported for August 13th. Officials are not releasing details due to the active investigation. A Youngstown man will serve at least 4 more years in prison after pleading guilty to an armed robbery. 21-year-old Denzel Pope was sentenced Wednesday in Mahoning County Court to 4 to 5.5 years for robbing a man at gunpoint in February 2024. Pope took the victim's keys, wallet, and phone. The sentence will be served consecutively with a 30-year-to-life sentence. He's already serving for a Summit County murder conviction. A fugitive wanted on attempted murder and other charges is dead after authorities say he shot himself in Howland Township. U.S. Marshals say the man had been on the run since 2022 and was hiding in a home on Highlawn Avenue. He fled into a wooded area Wednesday afternoon where officers later found him dead. His identity has not been released. A Toronto, Ohio man will serve 3 years on probation after an incident that ended with him being shot by police in Howland Township. 25-year-old Colin Gilmore was sentenced on a felony charge of inducing panic. Police say he approached an off-duty officer in a parking lot at a former restaurant in February. Another officer shot Gilmore during the encounter. No officers were hurt. Police have not said whether Gilmore had a gun.